Blog Talk Radio.
For joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Good morning, lovelies. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Freedom Family Friday. Guys, you've just heard from Miss Jill Scott, and that is her song Family Reunion. And I wanted to play that just to honor what we're talking about today, family, the unity of family and coming together and how different, you know, the personalities are, yet we love each other like unconditionally. So it's just, you know, that song right there just kind of epitomizes the family unit and what happens during those cookouts, you know, and we all get together, we're just talking and laughing and having a good time. And so I hope you enjoyed that song this morning. Whoa, guys, it's Friday. We have made it through an entire week, and just to kind of rehash over what's been happening this week. Monday, we started off with United Monday, and the scripture reference from that was James 1, 2 through 10, and that was facilitated by myself. Tuesday was our Tweeny Tuesday and Youth Day. The scripture reference for Tuesday was Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Wednesday, we had Woman Up Wednesday, which was facilitated by Ms. Laura Davis Perry. And her scripture reference for her day, and I know I have it here, is Proverbs 14, 1. We went on over to Thursday. We had a couple of those Thursdays, prayer day, and that was facilitated by Minister Charlene Alexander. And her scripture references was Romans 7, 2 and 3, and then Matthew 19, 2 and 3. Charlene, correct me if I'm incorrect with that. So just to fast forward, we're here till today, Friday, Freedom Family Friday, guys. So it's been a lot going on this week. We've been doing a lot of praying and for just different things every day. You got a chance to connect with God in a different way. Hear a specific prayer sent out. So we hope and pray that you guys have been blessed by the prayers this week, facilitated by myself, Reverend Laura Davis Perry, and Minister Charlene Alexander. So actually, guys, today is kind of a special day. We have Minister Laura Perry on the line, and today is her birthday. And everyone is unmuted at this point. Minister Alexander and Laura, you guys are on at this point. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
you are a little bit wiser this morning, huh?
Yeah, more seasoned.
More seasoned. I like that. So happy birthday. I didn't want to get too far into it without at least acknowledging that it is your birthday and wishing you a happy birthday. But guys, a lot has been going on. So this morning, we are going to go ahead and jump into the scriptures and let everyone kind of speak about, you know, their scripture reference and what family means to them and what God has given to them to share with you guys in terms of a scripture. And I will go ahead and give the floor to Reverend Laura Perry Davis.
Well, good morning, everyone. As Veronda stated, my name is Reverend Laura Davis Perry. Coming to you this morning, this subject, family, is so near and dear to me because when we talk about these ladies that are on the line are the true epitome of family. You know, we are close-knit. When we get together, just like that song said, the laughter, we just enjoy ourselves and just enjoy one another's company. We support each other through a lot of different things. So family means a lot to me. When I think about family, you know, a lot of times people come up with acronyms for different words, and my acronym for family this morning is Forget About Me, I Love You. Family. Forget about me, because I love you. And the scripture reference that I have this morning, I kind of wonder why God gave me this scripture, because to me, it's not one of the ones that I found that, you know, in the list of those that are representative of what family is about, but it's what he gave me and it's what I'm going to use. Isaiah 61:1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." I'll repeat that for you. The scripture is Isaiah 61:1, and it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." See, unfortunately, in the church of, you know, the 21st century and in our families of today, many people are chained and remain in the same place moment after moment, day after day, year after year. They find themselves in that same spot. Rather than moving forward into what God wants to do in our lives, we remain in the same place where things are familiar. You know, even if it's uncomfortable, we'll stay there, because sometimes I say it's because we don't know no better. But it's as if we are on leashes that prevent us from experiencing more than what the dictator of our lives wants us to experience. I keep hearing from ministries and ministers of the gospel that this year has been declared as a year of prosperity. Therefore, we can't operate in the same way as we have in the past years as we move forward. In order for that to happen, some things will have to change, and some things will have to be broken down so they are forever broken. So I stopped by here today to talk to you about the chain breaker being on the way. There are so many families. I hear about generational curses and familial curses and all these different things. And God has a way of breaking those chains and those curses. And he can do that exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever imagine. Deuteronomy 8:18 says that you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that for to his fathers as it is this day. You know, I hear a lot of families say, you know, it's all we struggle, all the women are unmarried, the children, you have families that aren't as prosperous as other families, and those things can be considered generational curses. Well, today we're going to break some of those curses. We're going to knock down some of those walls that have been set, because my God says that he can do all things. I want you to remember that the intensity of your opposition is equivalent to the level of anointing you have on your life. When I look at certain families and certain people, it seems like you're always going through something. There's always some opposition. You're losing people, or someone's always sick. Some families have, when you go to the doctor, they ask you about your family history. Some families have a family history of cancer. Some families have a family history of blood disease or heart disease, whatever it might be. Those are familial curses. And God says that he can break those curses this day. So, Father God, I come before you this morning thanking you and praising you. I thank you for allowing us as families to convene to talk about you this morning. Lord, I thank you for just giving us the desire to share your word, Father, giving us the front line responsibility of breaking these curses and breaking these chains that our families have experienced, Lord. I thank you for giving us the desire to share with you. Lord, I thank you for everything that you're about to do as we move forward, Lord, because the more we move, the more it's going to be broken down, Lord. I see the chipping away at the walls and the knocking down of the walls that are to come, Father God, and I thank you for that. I thank you for allowing us to be the ones to prepare the way for those coming up behind us, Father God. I thank you for those that came before us that taught us, Lord, the right way and taught us to turn to you. Lord, I thank you for family. I thank you for family, Lord, because family is the first friends that we have. Our cousins and our sisters and our brothers are our best friends before we know anyone else, Lord. So I thank you for that. I thank you for unity and bringing back what has been lost in the family, Father God. I thank you for the children that are here. And as they go forth and continue to build in the family, Father God, just to bring back remembrance of what it was, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for family. Thank you, God. That word just keeps going over in my head with that war cry that I've been hearing all week, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for family, because family is mostly all we have. When it all boils down to it and it comes down to what really needs to be done, family is usually where we turn. Lord, your word says that if we abide in you and allow your word to abide in us, that we can ask anything. And right now I ask you to just bless all families, Father God, where they're lost, Father God. Fill in those gaps, Lord, where there is separation, Father God. Bring those things back together. Where there is doubt or discomfort or discord, Father God, you go in and you fix it right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, in these families, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Because when I think about my family and the separation that we've had, Lord, I just get all teared up because I know that right now, it's on the men. It's on the men, Jesus, and I thank you. Lord, I ask you to mend all families, Lord, where there's, like I said, where there's discourse, where there's separation, God, where there's lack, Father God. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this call. I thank you for giving us this platform. I thank you, Jesus, for giving me this morning to stand up and talk about my family and what it means to me. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're about to do in all of our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Lord, and we love you, and you know that. God is just awesome in everything that he does, everything, how he brings everyone together. And she was absolutely correct when she was talking about how our family just really, we do pray for each other often, especially the three that's on this morning prayer. But it's not about our family. It's about the family as a whole, the Christian family. And so, guys, we just thank you guys for everything. We thank you for joining us this morning, Lord. That was an awesome prayer, beautiful prayer. Thank you for sharing that with us. I think your call dropped out. If you can, just call back. Great, Lord. I'm going to go ahead and move forward to Denise. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm on the road, so if my call drops, just pick up where I left off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, great. My scripture this morning, first of all, good morning, everybody. Again, happy birthday, Laura. Hope you enjoy your day. Hope you do something special. I'm thankful to be here on this morning. Definitely thank God for family. Thank God for unity. And I think that family is something that we definitely need to be in prayer for, whether it's the body of Christ, our individual family, our friends, because the enemy is attacking on every end. And he knows that if he can divide and separate, that he can, you know, kind of try to do exactly what it is that he wants. But thank God that we see the enemy's plan, and when we see the plan of the enemy, we have to attack. We have to not just sit back and allow the enemy to do whatever it is that he desires to do, because God has given us power and authority over the enemy, and we have to learn how to use that authority to put the enemy under our feet, because we have dominion over the enemy, and we do not have to fear him, and we do not have to allow him to come into our families and destroy. And we have to be diligent when we see the enemy to launch an attack on him and stop him in his tracks, because God has given us that power to do that. The scripture that I'll be reading this morning concerning family is Psalm 103:17. And it says, "But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children." So basically, just understanding that the life that we live for Christ doesn't just bless us, but it trickles down for the generation. So if we live a blessed life for the Lord, then that's what our children and our children's children will inherit. But on the same hand, if we don't live a blessed life for the Lord, then we're leaving an inheritance of things that are not going to be a blessing towards our children. So we have to take responsibility, especially those of us that know Christ as our personal Savior, and understand that not only are we living this life for ourselves, but we're living this life for our children, our children's children, and be that example as a mother for our children, as a father for our children, because we are the first teachers that they see and they learn from us. And we especially want to call out to our dads, because there is such a lack in our communities, in our families, for that man. We can no longer go on just saying, "Do as I say and not as I do." Our young men and our boys need men that are going to be that example for them, and not just tell them how to be a man, but step up to the plate and show them how to be a man. Show them how to love their wives. Show them how to treat their family. Show them how to be a man of God. Show them how to work and prosper and be successful. And we need that in our community. We need to see those examples. So, men, if you're out there and you're listening, you have been charged with the challenge of not just saying, do as I say and as I do, but actually stepping up and being that man, because there is definitely a need for that in our community for our men. And the same with our ladies. We've got to teach our women how to be virtuous and not to lay around and sleep with any and everything, but to show them what love looks like and to show them what real love feels like, so they won't have to go out in the world and wonder or try to figure it out or play around to try to get what it is that they're lacking in their lives. We have to cover our people in prayer, our family in prayer, our church family in prayer, our pastors in prayer. We have to discover one another. And when we see one another falling or slipping or going through, it's not an opportunity to gloat, but it's a time to step in and to be a family and cover that person and pray for them and keep them. And if we can lend a hand, help them out. We've got to learn how to stick together as a family. It doesn't always mean that we are blood family, but in the body of Christ, we're all sisters and brothers. So we've got to really take responsibility and be there for one another in good times and in times of crisis, because at the end of the day, we all need somebody. We all need one another. And speaking on my own examples of trying to do it on my own and trying to be, you know, one entity, you'll find out very quickly that you cannot live this life on hour by yourself. And that is simply a trick of the enemy to put you in a place where you're alone. So if you find yourself this morning in a place where you're all by yourself and alone, I encourage you to get with somebody that you can trust, because it takes two or three in agreement to set the enemy at flight. The father that wants to agree with you in your situation, we were not designed to walk this walk alone, but we have family, we have church family, we have relatives. You know, we've got to stick together and not be so prideful or so pompous that we don't call out when we need help, because that just leaves us in a vulnerable position for the enemy to come in and do whatever he desires to do. So let's remember on this morning, as a family, as friends, as a body of Christ, to stick together, to live holy before the Lord, and be that example, because our children are watching us. The world is watching us and the example that we are setting. And so we may not even say a word, but how we act determines if someone's going to give their life to Christ or not. So we have a responsibility as representatives of Christ to govern ourselves according to the Word of God, to conduct ourselves according to the Word of God, and not act out of our flesh, but act out of the love of Christ, because that's the commandment that God has given us. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord God to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. But we need to just try as much as we can to put those two things into motion and begin to just do what we need to do to be not just that speaker, but to be that example for what God is calling us to do, and not just for our you know, personal family, or just our little 2-3 children, you know, husband, wife, and all, but for the world to see, for the body of Christ to see, to be jointly together the way that the Word says that we ought to. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for family, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for how going together, Lord God. Lord God, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, for creating family, Lord God. Lord God, we just praise you, we glorify you, and we honor you, Lord God, for the strength, Lord God, that family provides for one another, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for our pastors on this morning tonight. We pray, Lord God, for our members, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for our children, Lord God, and we pray for one another, God. Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord, that you would help us, Lord God. And any way, Lord God, that we're slacking or lacking, God, according to your word, God, we ask you to help us, Lord God. Be that example, Lord God. Lord God, at all times, Father, for you. Lord God, help us to represent you, Lord God, when we step out into the world, God, that men and women will see you in us, Lord God, and cry out, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, that they will desire, Lord God, to become a part of this family, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you right now, God. We glorify you, God, and we honor you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are going to be saved, God, because of the way, Lord God, we carry ourselves, Lord God, because of the Christ, God, that lives in us, God, that radiates to the world, Lord God, to see, Lord God, the great and mighty God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you for right now, God. We honor you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to be used by you, Lord God, in the world, Lord God, to be a light, God. And we don't take it for granted, Lord God. We take your work seriously, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, and give us strength, God, even when we're going through, Lord God, to not just put it down, Lord God, but to continue, Lord God, in good times, Lord God, in bad times, Lord God, in season, Lord God, and out of season, Lord God. Lord, to be continuous in you, Lord God, to be consistent, Lord God, in our walk with you, Lord God, that our children, Lord God, and our children's children, God, will be blessed, Lord God, because we love you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, and we thank you, God. Cover our families, Lord God, and keep us, Lord God, like only you can do, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Guys, you just heard from Minister Charlene Alexander. You guys may hear me call them by our home names at times. I'm going to work on that. I promise, guys, I'm going to work on it, okay? But thank you so much for that beautiful, I guess I can actually call it sermon. Guys, you guys are doing a great job this morning. I really, really do appreciate it. And, guys, you've heard from Minister Laura Davis Perry, Minister Charlene Alexander, and the scripture reference that I'm going to bring to you guys this morning is what was laid on my heart was 1 Timothy 5 and 8. And from the Amplified Version, and that particular scripture goes, if anyone fails to provide for his relatives and especially for those of his own family, he has disowned the faith by failing to accompany it with fruit and is worse than an unbeliever who performs his obligation in these matters. King James Version reads, but if any provide not for his own and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse an infidel. So that scripture is very clear and is saying, you know, guys, we've got to be able to stick together as blood body, as well as the Christian body of Christ. Sticking together, that's what it's really all about. You see people creating all types of gangs and things of that nature in which they stick together, they go about, they're not necessarily operating in a Christian manner, but you got the blood of Christ upon your life, so you know, why can't we perform in that magnitude? Why can't we have a togetherness? Why can't we learn how to work together and really step aside and move beyond anyone's personal feelings and personal thoughts and the way one acts, and instead just embrace one another, right? We need to learn how to embrace each other, love each other no matter what. Because, I mean, when I like to think of life like when we're here, you know, this life is preparing us for eternity. So we have to learn how to work together here in order to work together in heaven, right? So if you can't get along with the person here, how are you going to get along with them up in heaven, right? The Bible charges us with loving thy neighbor. We have to love everyone. I don't care who they are, what their religion is, nationality is, it does not matter. We don't have to like them, but we do have to love them, right? So that's the biggest charge upon everyone that's listening to this. It's all about love. It's all about love, and that's what family is. Just like Laura said, forget about me. I love you. It's all about love. And if you can get in a habit of reaching and addressing people from the standpoint of love, when you greet them, you greet them in love. You know, God, it's just a beautiful movement, and it's just, it epitomizes who God is. He's all about love. That's what it's all about. Family, friends, everything. It's just people learning how to operate from a standpoint of love. Guys, and it was brought to my attention last night as I was reflecting upon what it was that I wanted to share with you all. And, you know, us being together on this show, Veronda Bellamy Inspired, that is really, guys, you have in your family everything that you need. You have in your family every talent that you need. You have in your family the prayer warrior. You have within your family the person you can call if you need $5, right? You have in your family every gift that you need to function in this life. And you've got to get to the point of being able to use those gifts the way that they're supposed to be used to edify God, right? And it's just a blessing. Everything that you need is right there within your blood family. Your blood family. Reach out. Connect. Okay? When you have a praying team in your family, sometimes it takes time for those prayers to manifest. But this right here is evident that things are manifesting. And you've got to definitely break those spiritual ties. You've got to break any type of curses upon families. Guys, we encourage you. Prayer is the way to really creating a shift in the dichotomy of your family. You've got to get down on your knees. You've got to spend time with God and thank Him for everything. Your family can be absolutely anything that you want it to be, anything that you want it to be. But if you're sitting there and you're letting the enemy just run rampant from one person to the next person, that's how your family is going to be carried out, right? So we've got to get to the point of, guys, praying for our family, loving our family, and being there for each other through thick and thin, even if it's just a 5-minute phone call. Although with Laura and Charlene, those never happen with us, and they know that. And anyone else in the family, I think my whole family knows that. If I call, it's going to be a long conversation to some degree, but I love them anyway. Just get in the habit of being able to pick up the phone and just call and say hello and how are you doing and get off the phone. That's it. And the final thing that I wanted to share was the Holy Spirit speaks through us in our prayers. So when you're hearing Minister Charlene pray, that's the Holy Spirit that's speaking through her, guys. When you hear Reverend Laura Davis Perry pray, that's the Holy Spirit that's speaking through her as well. So it's like, you know, it's not necessarily the person that you're hearing, which means that they may in their prayer sound very different than you know them to be in person. But that's the Spirit of God. That's the awesomeness of God. He's just awesome in all of His ways. And the same with me. If I pray and you're like, who is that? And I know a lot of people that's tuning in have never heard me pray before, but it's just the Spirit of God that's using us. We have made ourselves available to God, and because of that, God is there and He's showing Himself at this point. And God, we thank You for that, right? And guys, today is Family Friday, and I just want to thank you all for joining. We could go on and on and on about this. Like I said, we're all very long with our words, but it's okay. We love it. And guys, and I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up in prayer. Before I do that, I want to encourage you all to continue joining us every Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time by calling the number 914-338-0464. And you can come back and join us on Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Veronda Bellamy Inspired Show. The traditional show will be kicking off this Sunday, guys. I'm really looking forward to that. The season two will be beginning on this coming Sunday, which is September the 7th. Anything that you guys want to know about me, you can go to the site, www.verondabellamy.com, and check out the information from there. You'll find information about everything I'm doing, including my nonprofit, Bridging the Gap of America. And if you would like to send in any prayer requests, you may do so at prayerrequest@verondabellamy.com. Laura and Charlene, guys, we'll do the intros next week. So I wanted to really kind of introduce them to you guys, but the time has gotten away from us, so we'll do that next week. But guys, thank you so much for being a part of this. I'm so humbled and thankful at the same time that my family is able to do this with me. I got family that I can just reach out to, and they will bring everyone, not just myself, but everyone that listens to this, power from on high. I'm thankful for that. So if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to look to our most high God, who is Jesus Christ. God, we come to you right now. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing in this season and our lives and our family lives and our friends' lives, God. We thank you, God, that you are just awesome in everything that you do, God. You cannot fail. You make no mistakes, God. God, we come to you thanking you, and we ask for forgiveness for all of our sins, the ones intentional as well as the ones unintentional, God. Continue to decrease Veronda Bellamy, God, as you continue to show yourself through every piece of work that is done. God, it's all about you. It's none of me. I am nothing, merely a vessel, God. God, we thank you for bringing together a family, God. We thank you for a united family, God. We're declaring that all families will be united. We're rebuking any attack of the enemy upon every family that's listening, God. We send out your anointing, God, upon it. We send out your spirit to rest. We send out your spirit to lead and guide, God. We're sending out your love to comfort, God. If there's a family that's in need of a financial blessing, God, we release it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are a man that will not fail, God, and we know that, and we love you, and we profess it right now in the name of Jesus, God. You're just awesome, God, in everything that you do, God. Family is so special. As Reverend Laura Davis shared with us, forget me about me, I love you, and that's what family really is all about. We love each other, God. God, give us the love that we need to embrace and love on our family members, our friends, God, everyone within the Christian family as a whole, even those that are not, God. We still have to love them, God. Give us the heart and the knowing of how to do so, God. We thank you for everything, God. Things that have not been done, we're declaring right now that they are done, God. Today is Freedom Family Friday on the Veronda Bellamy Inspired Show. We're releasing freedom to everyone that's listening to this right now. Even those that are not listening, God, we release the freedom to them as well, God. We're asking, God, and proclaiming in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue to let your light shine upon to everyone that's listening to this, God. You're just awesome in everything that you do, God. We thank you, God. The doors are being opened right now. Family is such a special unit within you, God. There's a reason for family, and we know that now, God. You created family to continue to edify your kingdom, God, that's within blood family as well as the Christ family, God. We thank you, God, for that union, God, and we praise you, God. You're just awesome in everything, God. We're going to close out this prayer now, God. We love you, and we thank you for everything. It's in the name of Jesus, the Christ, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise team, join new life. We're going to do a song that's a part of our worship. How many know he's wondering? Put your hands together and sing this. Come on, everybody, clap those hands. Come on, CJ.